In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow. There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since Jan 21, the cost of living is up 17.9%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down. A presidential election year that'll have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. Text STRANGE to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text STRANGE to 989898 to claim your free info kit and to protect your savings from uncertainty today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this episode, the new generation of RNA and DNA vaccines as a satanic weapon of spiritual warfare.
What is the end game? It is to replicate a brand new species. And allow me to say this, because what I'm about to say, man of God, is going to blow away the minds of your listeners.
Hey there, I'm hard at work on another edition of Inner Sanctum, my free monthly newsletter. Inner Sanctum features my monthly brief, a column of my thoughts and opinions on what's happening in the world. It features a spotlight on a past guest, a look ahead to an upcoming episode of my weekly syndicated radio program, The Conspiracy Show. It features a look at this month in conspiracy and UFO history, and my Conspiracy Unlimited podcast episode pick of the month, and so much more. To get your free monthly newsletter, Inner Sanctum, delivered to your email inbox, just go to my website, strangeplanet.ca, strangeplanet.ca. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on Inner Sanctum and register. It's fast, easy, and again, absolutely free.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs, here's Richard Serrett.
Welcome to your Monday, and I hope you had a chance to listen to Coast AM this past weekend. I sat in for George Norrie on Friday, and then I hosted again on Saturday night. I had a busy weekend because after back-to-back Coast to Coast AM shifts, of course, I hosted my own radio program, The Conspiracy Show, Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern on Zoomer Radio. And of course, you can track all of my comings and goings at strangeplanet.ca, strangeplanet.ca. Bishop Larry Gators from Spiritual Revolution Radio is here for part two of our two-part conversation on the Satanic Global Vaccine Industrial Complex. Hey, Bishop Larry, welcome back for part two. How are you?
My friend, Brother Richard Syrett, I am so very honored to be back on Canada's number one show, Conspiracy Unlimited.
So we were talking about last time in part one on the global vaccine pharmaceutical complex about the development of certain vaccines that contained fetal tissue from aborted children. And yes. One of those was the MRC5. Just explain the development of, there are other vaccines that using the same process of the MRC5. Talk to me about some of the others, and also just again how these vaccines are being used and what the consequence of these vaccines are.
Absolutely. The Cold War, a global vaccination industrial complex. Some of the vaccines, beginning with MRC5, out of the Medical Research Council, out of London, England, which is heavily subsidized by British intelligence, both MI5 and MI6. So the Medical Research Council has designed, going back as early as the mid-1990s, a certain vaccination made out of the fetal tissues from aborted children. And so they want to use this MRC5 as a Trojan horse to introduce a brand new vaccination for the current pandemic that you and I are witnessing. And so MRC5 is made out of the skin, the cells of dead aborted fetuses. Then you have PER-C6. So PER-C6 is the offspring of the Medical Research Council. PER-C6 was designed not just by the Medical Research Council out of the UK, but along with the Purbright Institute out of London, England, which is wholly owned by the GlaxoSmithKline pharmaceutical industry. And so to wrap our heads around as to why these psychopaths and these sociopaths in the deep state would want to take human embryos, right, their skin, their fetal tissue, to create, to design a present-day vaccination. And so then we call this the manipulation of reality, time, and probability that you and I touched on last week. And so there is another vaccination. It's called DTP. Now, that particular vaccine is used to treat children of smallpox. And so, again, as we're breaking down this new Cold War, now, Brother Cyrus, this is not a Cold War like it was between the United States and the Soviet Union between 1947 and 1991. This is a brand new arms race, okay, by and through the global pharmaceutical industrial complex in creating vaccines, not to treat mankind of any sickness or disease, but the end game is transhumanism and geoengineering. So MRC5, the Medical Research Council, cell strain 5, then you have PER-C6, which goes back as late as 1985 or early as 1985. design by the Perbright Institute, which is heavily subsidized through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Then you have this DTP, which means diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. It is a vaccination. Also, out of the composition of brain matter of children.
Right. So then, I think if I could interject that the original DDP vaccine, that actually eventually it was banned, I think, in the mid-80s because of some side effects. That's what gave rise to the Vaccine Injury Board, this court that I guess has out of court settlements for parents who are suing. You can't sue the vaccine manufacturers, but they've created this special board, I guess, to award out of court settlements. It's very hush hush to parents who have children that were injured. And then I think the DDP vaccine was replaced by, I think it's called DTAP, but I'm not sure how DTAP differs from the DDP. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out, that for those listening, that there was a case where a vaccine was causing injury and it was banned.
Exactly. And, you know, it's very interesting that you would bring up in such a powerful articulation concerning DTP, because these names, man of God, of MRC5 and PERS-C6 and this diphtheria DTP vaccination, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. You see, the even though the names of the vaccinations had changed, but the vaccines have not changed. And so when we're talking about this global industrial complex, cut in any time if you see something, man of God. Then you have HEK293, which stands for Human Embryonic Kidney Cell Strain 293, which is used as an additive and a preservative, like in Coffee Mate creamers, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, okay, Haagen-Dazs, under the name Natural Flavors. Now, many of these American food corporations have been exposed for the past 3 years because they had added the embryonic cells and tissue cells of aborted children. Why? Again, you're dealing with psychopaths and sociopaths in regards to the global, this global Luciferian industrial complex, which is the pharmaceutical industry. And so MRC5, which is a diploid human cell line, then HEK293, a human embryonic kidney cell strain 293. Then you have PERS-C6, which goes back to 1985, through both the Perbright Institute and connection to GlaxoSmithKline. And so you're having these cell lines, including HT1080 cell line and HUH7 cell lines. And so, as I said not too long ago, man of God, that there are at least 3,000 diploid culture cell vaccinations that come from both the cells, the fetal tissue cells of aborted children, and including rats. I can prove it because the University of California at San Francisco, through the National Institutes of Health here in Washington, D.C., had received millions of dollars from the federal government for fetal tissue research. But now President Trump cut financial ties, not just with the NIH, but with the University of California at San Francisco, because this is an abomination, okay? So we're talking about this new Cold War. This is a new arms race, not through the chemical weapons of mass destruction, not a space race. This is a pharmaceutical vaccinational race. as we're talking about this new Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex. So then, what is the goal of these cell lines? It is to lucificate, and this is where we get the term to vaccinate, to lucificate, or through lucification, that through these vaccines, including a compound called hydrogel. Now, hydrogel is a Latin term that's connected to the Latin Vulgate word Lucifer. I kid you not, out of Isaiah 14 and 12. So then, why would the deep state use the names or the titles of a fallen entity? Because you and I are not fighting natural blood. You and I are fighting against principalities and powers. So then, the CIA, and this is crazy, man of God, what I'm about ready to reveal to you concerning not just MRC5 and PERC6 and the HEK293, right? The human embryonic kidney cell strain 293, including the DTP vaccination with diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, that according to the Food and Drug Administration, that the DTP vaccination causes Alzheimer's in the latter years when these children grow up into their adulthood. So then now the Central Intelligence Agency has invested millions of dollars, men of God, into the cosmetic industry. Wait a minute now, I'm confused. Why, what interest does the Central Intelligence Agency, my friend, have anything to do with the American cosmetic industry? Because what they want to do is to replicate DNA by using hydrogel, MRC5, PERC6, okay, DTP vaccination, including the human embryonic cell strain 293, which is a part of not every cosmetic corporation, man of God, but most cosmetic American corporations, through lotions and makeup that women wear. Wait a minute now. So that is a demonic psyop here. So then when we're talking about this new Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex, we're talking about the end game is transhumanism. So then last week, you and I had touched on 7.7 billion people are told by their respective governments around the world to separate 6 feet in circumference. Well, that's 46 billion, 200 million degrees of separation. 46 chromosomes, which you can find that number anywhere in the word of the Lord, including the number 200 as far as the 200 fallen angels. So one person may say, well, Bishop, what are you saying? You're saying that this present day conspiracy is demonically rooted in Genesis 6, Enoch 6, and Jude 6. Absolutely. So then 80%, correction, 86% of children on this earth, man of God, have received some type of vaccination. Why? Because this is a plan of depopulation through culling. Well, what is culling? Capital C-U-L-L-I-N-G. So then the deep state, through this global plandemic slash pandemic, they have designed a bioweapon to infect a certain ethnicity. So it infects an African person different from a French-Canadian person. It affects a French-Canadian person differently from an Asian person. because these diseases, okay, have been designed through the minds of psychopaths and sociopaths for what? For depopulation.
Well, what is the purpose of what is the purpose then of developing a particular strain for each ethnicity?
That's an excellent question, man of God. And here's the answer. They, when I mean they, the global Baphomet, Luciferian deep state through world governance or governments, okay, they have designed certain vaccinations because they have studied for centuries, my friend, the immune system of every person on this earth. Every ethnicity, they don't have the same level of the strength of their immune system. Well, let me give you an example. People of color, we have an element called melanin. Now, there is a rash of missing young black men, women, and children. And I don't mean to make this a black and white situation, man of God, as we're talking about this Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex. But there are thousands of young black men, women, and children that end up missing, okay? That's organ harvesting. So then when we're let me give you an example. Trayvon Martin in 2012. Well, Trayvon Martin's body was missing for 4 days. His parents did not know where the body of their son was. Now, the Trayvon Martin family knew that he was killed, but they didn't know where the body was laying. Now, at that time, okay, in 2012, former Vice President Dick Cheney was in the area who received a heart transplant. I'm not trying to connect the two together. But then when we're looking at melanin in Black America, so people of African-centric descent, they have a melanin that protects us from certain cancers that people who are non-colored people receive. Do you know, Brother Richard, not to get away from these vaccinations concerning this global vaccinational industrial complex, melanin is sold on the stock market here in Wall Street. And I challenge any one of your listeners to look it up. Melanin, where did they get that melanin from? From people of color. Now, 2 years ago, man of God, not to get away from this new Cold War, the global vaccination industrial complex, 1.5 million black men were missing from the American prison system. What happened to these black men? Well, it's called organ harvesting. So whether it's Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown or Freddie Gray, or a young woman by the name of Tanika Jenkins out of Chicago, whose body was found in a freezer, okay, at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Chicago, with all of her organs missing. Brother Richard, that's organ harvesting. So the deep state targets a certain ethnicity because people who are not of color don't possess the composition of melanin. This is a sinister and demonic conspiracy.
Okay, so bring us back to why they have a different strain of the virus that's going around now for each ethnicity.
Yes. Well, when you look at the present virus that I'm not going to name because of wisdom, I'm talking about the global pharmaceutical system, they have the ability, okay, to gauge DNA markings from certain ethnic groups. In other words, they have designed a protein, a pathogen, in a strand that has the intelligence within the strand, the pathogen in the protein, to infect the immune system of a person from a different culture. And so when we're talking about the meticulous, evil genius of the vaccinational system, and this has been enacted for the past at least 50 years. And so this current pandemic has ravaged parts of Africa and parts of Eastern Europe, but has not ravaged those citizens on the continent of Russia, because all of our blood is the same, but the immune system of each ethnicity is not the same. So then, again, this is so sinister. Now, the Seattle Times put out an op-ed, okay? This is going back at least 4 years ago. So then the Seattle Times put out an op-ed concerning Harvard University, okay? Concerning Yale University and the University of California at Berkeley, Irvine, okay? Including many community colleges in San Diego and San Francisco, that the National Institutes of Health spent $76 million on research using fetal tissue in 2014 with grants, Brother Syrett, to more than 50 universities, including Columbia and Harvard and MIT. Why? Because according to the mindset of the deep state, they know what the word of God says, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. But in the mind of these devils, the life of the flesh is not in the blood, but the life of the blood is in the flesh. And so then, again, through great meticulation, the medical community has the ability to create a pathogen that will affect, in fact, a certain ethnic group because of that bloodline of that particular group. And so again, you and I are not fighting against naturality. Now, as we go back to a spiritual paradigm, and the Holy Spirit just revealed a name of the company to me by the name of Senomex. Capital S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. They are a major pharmaceutical corporation here in the United States that specializes in fetal cell tissues. Well, guess who subsidizes them? Okay, Mark Zuckerberg through the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative and the Open Source Society Foundation, George Soros, including the Gates Foundation, where they want to create certain vaccinations, diploid cell lines that may affect a Russian person differently from a French Canadian, differently from a person from Latin American origin. So MRC5, PER-C6, all of these vaccinations, including there is a term called luciferase. Luciferase, that is also a vaccination that is designed to replicate. Now get this, brother. So luciferase, named after a fallen entity, is designed by the global deep state, okay, in connection to the World Health Organization and the National Institutes of Health, in the Wuhan Institute of Biotechnology and Biotechnology. They have designed this luciferase pathogen to replicate your cell and my cells by overtaking our spiritual design through both our messenger DNA and our messenger RNA. Why? Because you're dealing with psychopaths and sociopaths.
Okay, so a couple of things I want to pick up on. One, you mentioned that the Russian population is not being decimated. What is the suggestion there, that the perpetrators were Russian?
Again, you have hit a powerful nerve with me, man of God, as we're talking about this global vaccination or industrial complex. Here's the answer. It goes back to the year of 2013. 2013, the People's Republic of China, through President Xi Jinping, had created a global financial plan called the Silk Road Initiative or the Belt and Road Initiative. Some say it's one belt and one road, which is a political financial Trojan horse that President Xi Jinping, who traveled to Kazakhstan, okay, and throughout the Middle East to present this plan, whereas the powers in the Middle East, but especially in Western Europe, a part of the EU, could borrow billions of dollars from the Chinese government, in turn that the Chinese government would help build the infrastructure of these nations in the Middle East, Eastern, Central, and Western Europe. 60 nations, man of God, 2 years later in 2015, backed out of the deal, including Italy. So Italy is ravaged with COVID, with this present plandemic. Excuse me. So then, what are you saying, Bishop? I'm saying those countries who backed out of the One Belt, One Road initiative, those countries, according to John Hopkins' real-time simulation of those nations that you can see online through the Bloomberg Medical Center in connection to John Hopkins, those countries that are in red, they've been decimated, okay, with this pandemic. Those are the countries that backed out of the 2013 Silk Road Initiative. Now, some of these may say, well, Bishop, that's coincidental. I don't think so. And so, but those nations who are not really hit on the level of an Italy and the United States and Canada, like Russia, like the nation of Yemen, those countries stayed on to be a part of the Belt and Road Initiative. So when we're talking about the present day pandemic, it's about global positioning, my friend. It's about politics. Why? Because politics is war without blood, and war is politics with blood in understanding this global vaccinational industrial complex through MRC5 and HEK293 and this PER-C6 and DTP immunization.
Okay, let me ask you something. Let me jump in.
Correct. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
If the end game was in part depopulation, why would the deep state or the elites use such a, let's say, ineffectual method? I mean, they could develop something like, for example, the present pandemic, 99% survival rate. Why wouldn't they come up with something far more deadly?
Because you're dealing with the sophistication of darkness. That's what the word of the Lord says. And what a powerful question that you just asked, my friend. It means you're a gifted host. In the book of the Revelation of St. John Divine, including in the Old Testament, in the book of the prophet Daniel, it talks about who hath known the depths of Satan, or who hath known the sophistication of darkness. So in order to wrap our heads around, in connection to your question, darkness not only has an order, darkness has a sophistication. Now, here in the United States, you have a left-wing liberal black politician by the name of Bobby Rush out of Chicago, Illinois, who has introduced this H.R. 6666 contact tracing bill, giving the United States government force entry into every American home and to receive force vaccinations, that if you and I are tested positive, we are taken out of our homes into a medical center or to a triage someplace in our state. Oh, yes, this contact tracing bill created by a former Black Panther, Bobby Rush, but thank God that the H.R. 6666 tracing bill that was also financially supported through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation did not pass the Senate. But why? Why not just poison the water supply? Why not just poison the food supply? Well, they've been doing that. But now, through this pandemic, they are, through great meticulous planning, slowly depopulating by culling and phasing a certain group of people through solve ET coagulation. So that term, solve ET coagulation, just in case some of your listeners were not privy to last week's broadcast, that simply means that according to the mindset of Eliphas Levi, Baphomet, that the deep state through this pathogen would dissolve a certain population in order to refill that space with the blood of the elite. So they're telling you and I that the world is overpopulated. Wait a minute, newsflash, you can place 7.7 billion people in the state of Texas lined up shoulder to shoulder, but yet they're telling you and I we have an overpopulation problem. What is it? This is a demonic plan. I'm only 57 years old, man of God. I have never seen anything on this level concerning the complicit sinister plans of the enemy, using people like Dr. Little Tony Mitchell Fauci and Dr. Deborah 3000 Scarce Burks. Because getting back to your body and mind, now think about this. 8% of the human genome originates in a virus. Well, wait a minute now. Where did that virus and bacteria come from? It didn't come from God. It came from the contact of the woman Eve in Genesis 3. Because the serpent spoke 46 words, and you and I have 46 chromosomes. So that's where the virus and the pathogens that we're seeing now, it came from the serpent. You have to lay a spiritual foundation in order to understand the geopoliticalness of what's going on.
More of my conversation with Bishop Larry Gators when Conspiracy Unlimited returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One tablespoon of ESS60 from C60 Evo helps keep me pain-free, energized, and mentally focused. And I'm sleeping so much better since I started taking ESS60 back in November. ESS60 is the consumable form of C60, the miracle molecule discovered by Nobel Prize-winning chemists in the 1990s. ESS60 is a mega antioxidant, 172 times more powerful than vitamin C. Check out the Paris study, a peer-reviewed scientific study online, where ESS60 suspended in olive oil was fed to rats. The rats fed ESS60 lived almost twice their normal lifespan. I can't sit here and tell you I'm going to live to be 112, but I'm 56 and I haven't felt this youthful, energized, and pain-free since I was in my 20s. ESS60 from C60 Evo. If you want to discover the benefits of this amazing miracle molecule for yourself, go to the episode notes for this podcast and click on the link for C60Evo.com. And don't forget to use the code RS1SPEC when ordering, and you'll receive an additional 5% off. ESS60, the miracle molecule from C60 Evo. It's changed my life. Discover what it can do for you. This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to cure, diagnose, or cure. If you have a medical concern, please consult your healthcare provider.
Theoretical physicists say that there's as many as 12 hyperdimensions. Here are just three of them. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Pretty cool, huh? Here's an extra one. Conspiracy Unlimited. Hey, how about one more? Conspiracy Unlimited. And the great thing is we have 6 hyperdimensions left. Conspiracy Unlimited.
5.
Or something like that. I'll ask Richard later.
Bishop Larry Gators from Global Spiritual Revolution Radio is here, and we're talking about this new generation of RNA and DNA vaccines, which he believes are part of a satanic plot. If this is spiritual warfare, why would Satan want to cull instead of, let's say, co-opt human souls and contaminate the human soul because he wants to reign over all of us, right? Why would Satan want us dead rather than basically turning us into essentially hybrids?
That fulfills Genesis chapter 6. When the fallen angels called Anakians, who became Nephilims, through their offspring, the offsprings were called Nephilims, the watchers, the Gregories, right, which gave birth to the Gregorian calendar. The question is why? What is the end game? It is to replicate a brand new species. And allow me to say this, because what I'm about to say, man of God, in answering your question is going to blow away the minds of your listeners. God never created nor designed us to be a species, because the term species, or Homo sapien, okay, is the very psyop that the serpent wanted the first family to become. Well, allow me to give you a quick example as we're talking about this brand new Cold War, the global vaccination industrial complex. So in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, one word, wise, a tree to be desired to make one wise. So that term wise, from the Greek Hellenistic text, means sapien. A tree to be desired to make one a sapien or a human. The term human is not in the word of the Lord. So in other words, you and I originally was not designed to be a species on the level of an animal as a Homo sapien. You and I were designed to be a spiritual being living a natural life. But what Satan wants to do is to replicate human or natural DNA in order to incorporate humanity into the kingdom of Satan. That's the end game in fulfillment of Genesis chapter 6, Enoch 6, and Jude 6. And I'm going to say something else, brother, as the Spirit of the Lord is leading me to say this. In the end, the devil really doesn't want to put us in the ground. What Satan wants to do is to control the individual, because Satan knows his time is up. Look at 95%, I feel the anointing, of medications that are sold around the world. 95% of medications are named after some demon or god or goddess in some type of mythology. Look at the word aspirin. Well, what about the first three letters? A-S-P, asp. Well, St. Paul says that the poison of asp is under the lips. What is an asp? An adder or a snake. That's aspirin or aspartame. Aspartame. To tame what? The adder or the asp. So the truth is encoded in words. Well, let me give you another example, Medica, both in Mark and Luke. You can tell I love teaching. So the Syrophoenician woman came to the master, Jesus Christ. Notice the term Siren, then the term Phoenician. Siren, capital S-Y-R-O-N, when interpreted in Latin, it means to replicate. Then the term Phoenician means phoenix. So the Syrophoenician woman comes to Jesus and says, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. She's not possessed, she's vexated or agitated. So the terms, the words a in the word devil, when interconnected, Brother Richard, it reveals the Latin term Advil. Ah,
wow.
What is Advil? Pharmakia. What is pharmakia? Pharmaceutical. What is pharmaceutical? Witchcraft, manipulation, and divination. So the pharmaceutical industrial complex is ran by witches and warlocks using the Advil or a devil in order to control the mindset of the people. Now, quickly, when we're talking about this brand new Cold War, it's designed first to control human thinking. There is a term called neuroplasticity.
Yes.
It means, and you and I had talked about that many times.
So it's our ability to learn, really.
Ah, that's it, man of God. And cut in any time. So the term plasticity or neuroplasticity, it means that the human brain becomes the shape of what the individual is thinking at that moment. So when they hear the word contagion, then the human brain becomes contagion, which gives birth to neuroparasitology. Well, neuroparasitology, because of our brains being formed in fear, in self-hate, neuroparasitology means through bad dieting, Brother Richard, the bad dieting of human beings accumulates parasites, not just in our bloodstream, but these parasites become our way of thinking. That's neuroplasticity, which takes us to hypercoagulability or hypercoagulation. Because of the plasticity of our brain and the poison of the food that we're eating through neuroparasitology, hypercoagulation causes the human blood supply to become thick and thereby creating multiple blood clots, which leads to heart diseases, cardiac arrest, sicknesses and diseases, all because we have a detachment from God and we would rather ingest a pill. Now, what Bishop is saying, I'm not saying, okay, that any of your parishioners, and let me speak to the pastors. Man of God, you are such a great host. I love you so much, Brother Richard, because you're teaching me as well. It is my counsel to every pastor who may be hearing this powerful show. If you got parishioners in your congregation who are on some type of medication, Do not tell them to stop taking their medication, because that pastor does not have the legal or the medical right to tell anyone to stop taking their meds. Well, a year ago, there was a case here in New York City where a pastor, a Pentecostal pastor, told one of his parishioners, a sister in the church, to stop taking her meds because meds were of the devil. The next morning, she hung herself. So then my counsel would be that for them to take that particular pill, and myself as a bishop and a pastor working with his or her doctor, we can begin to wean them off of that medication. So we have to be careful because there's a great distinction between demonization and traumatization. Some people have been so traumatized from their past that they have allowed their brains to become toxic, not because they have a demon, but because they've been so traumatized. Here comes the vaccinational industrial complex. It was it not Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, who said that Black America would be the first ones to receive the vaccination? Well, what was she saying, Brother Richard? They want to depopulate Black America. Let me give you an example here. Going back to the 1939 Negro Project, which was a manifesto for the extermination of Black America through Planned Parenthood. A woman that worked with Margaret Sanger, an African-American woman, by the name of Dorothy Taylor, had signed on for the final solution of Black America through the colonization of abortion. Well, who's Dorothy Taylor? She is the grandmother, the late grandmother of Valerie June Jarrett, a close associate of the Obamas. Dorothy Taylor, the grandmother of Valerie June Jarrett, had signed on the 1939 Negro Project for the extermination of her own people. That's why Valerie June Jarrett is supporting Dr. Little Tony Midget Fauci. I'm not disrespecting him, and this is nothing against small people. I'm talking about there is a demonic force that's driving him and, excuse me, Bill Gates and others. Why? Because these men and women, they got millions of dollars of stock in Purbright, GlaxoSmithKline, okay, through the Seminex Corporation, okay, through Novartis AG out of Basel, Switzerland. That's why they want a vaccination. Okay. Not because they care about you and I.
All right.
They got millions of dollars worth of stock. Go right ahead, man.
Well, just kind of to wrap this up, where is this all headed, and what do we do about it?
Excellent question. Well, one of my favorite theologians in history, Baruch de Spinoza, once said, "What altar of refuge can a man find when he commits treason against the majesty of reason?" You and I have a responsibility to stop this onslaught, okay, of a coming vaccination. There are people in our government, including Justin Trudeau in your government, who do not have our best interests at heart. We have to educate the people like you and I are doing through your power show to reveal the truth so that people can have options, man of God. So it is my counsel to the people that you don't receive or accept any type of vaccination that is outside of a doctor that you don't know. Wait a minute. Bill Gates is not a doctor, Brother Cyrus. He's not a chemist. So then what gives him the right to tell you and I that we must be vaccinated, but I guarantee you his children are not being vaccinated? This is the new Cold War. Every pharmaceutical industrial complex corporation around the world have at least 3,000 different type of diploid cell lines, but spiritually at the same time, there are 3,000 different species of snakes. Now, somebody may say, well, Bishop, that's a stretch. And listen, my job, my assignment is to stretch the minds of your people beyond human cognition. And as we wrap this up today, Manica, we have to look at this time, because when this is over, our world is not going to be the same. And I'm going to say this, man of God, and I'm going to let you go because I have to go into another show. This manipulation of reality, time, and probability through fake news. I think you touched on that last week, right?
Yes.
Fake news through the Crack News Network, through Don Sweet Tea Lemon, okay, and Christopher Fredo Cuomo, and then MSNBC with Rachel Maddow. These people don't care about, excuse me, your family or mine. They don't care about us. We have an opportunity, especially as the church, to be reset by touching and hitting the refresh button. And I guarantee you, man of God, this vaccination will not work. Contact tracing bill through HR 6666 will not work. And that is volume two of this brand new Cold War, the global vaccination industrial complex. Their goal is to replicate a new species made in the image, not of God, but of the fallen entity that God excommunicated out of heaven. That's what Satan, that's the end game.
All right. Very quickly, Bishop Larry, how do we listen to you on the radio?
Go to liferadionj.com, liferadionj.com. I'm on every Tuesday and Thursday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, they can definitely hear us throughout the world. We are on the iHeartRadio Network and the iHeartMedia Group, also here in New York City. And please definitely listen to us. And also, if your people, if they're not connected to us on YouTube, they can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just type in Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, and subscribe to our YouTube page, and they will definitely receive a weekly teachings from the bishop, not just on my radio show, but many guest appearances that I have around the world. Also, they can connect with me through social media. Go to facebook.com/ Bishop L. Gaiters, G-A-I-T-E-R-S. Also, type in on Facebook, Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, and join our global revolution. And last but never least, please connect with me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Bishop L. Gaiters, G-A-I-T-E-R-S. And please financially give into our global spiritual revolution by going to paypal.me/ GSRR Media Group. One more time, paypal.me/ GSRR Media Group. I love it. I absolutely love you, Brother Richard. Thank you so much for this great opportunity to teach your listeners all over the world. It's been a tremendous blessing, and I'm looking forward to being with you again in the future.
All right, Bishop Larry, always a wild ride. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you, brother.
Okay, before I dim the lights in my little studio beneath the stairs, I'll be back in a flash with a few words about an upcoming episode.
Yeah.
If you enjoy Conspiracy Unlimited, why not become a Conspiracy Unlimited Plus member? For just $1.99 per month, you'll gain access to 2 bonus, exclusive, commercial-free episodes per month, plus access to my back catalog of episodes. That's over 350 episodes. To subscribe, just go to conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com and click on Gain Access to Premium Episodes. Again, go to conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com and click on Get Access to Premium Episodes, or click on the link in the episode notes. Conspiracy Unlimited Plus for less than $2 per month. Why not sign up today? Coming up next time, an update on the U.S. Department of Justice's investigation of the coup attempt against the Trump administration.
Now we have the irony of a group of people bound and determined to find President Trump guilty of obstruction of justice. And now what are they doing? They are committing acts of obstruction of justice far more clear than the rather ethereal theories that they come up with in the Mueller report.
Until then, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review, because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.